In this week's Talking Tech for June 2, 2020, David celebrates his 30 years at the Royal Blind Society of New South Wales, RBS of NSW, now Vision Australia, by discussing some of the tech highlights over his time working as a technology specialist since June 4, 1990. With these notes, you get the whole list. Enjoy. Unusual or meaningful tech over the last 30 years. When I started work for the then RBS of NSW, now Vision Australia, on June 4, 1990, my tech on my desk was a Keynote PC Plus based on a Toshiba 1000, a Braille and Speak note taker, and of course a telephone landline. Tech sitting on my desk 2020 for general everyday stuff: iPhone, wireless charger, Apple Watch, AirPods, QRail Braille display, MBraille Braille embosser, iPad, phone and tablet stand, MacBook Pro, Magic Keyboard, Surface Pro, Work Toshiba Laptop, Samsung S10, Google Home, Amazon Echo, and HomePod, plus my audio studio setup for podcasting and my radio program. Ever since I started working in the technology field after being a social worker for 4 years as a drug and alcohol counselor, I have always enjoyed sharing my technology findings and suggestions with others. In no particular order, this is a list of all the tech that I have personally used for both home and work. Where some of the tech still exists when it first came out and where it has evolved to now, I've put the updated version in both the old and current tech lists. Interestingly, there are over 10 products that are assistive tech related that have lasted the test of time and aren't in the old and current technology lists. Where some of the products may not be that well known, I've put a short blurb next to each one. Oddly or not, I wish some of the devices that are no longer around still were, as they did some great specific tasks, for example, the Braille and Speak, and the ABC Courier. A couple of the products mentioned in the old tech list were available before 1990, but they were widely used at the RBS for training and workplace assessments, so I've stuck them in. Whilst I loved my Apple IIe with the Echo synthesizer in the mid-1980s, I still remember the freedom I felt when I got my first IBM-compatible computer with the Arctic Business Vision MS-DOS screen reader and synthesizer. I could use a much wider range of programs than that compared to the Apple IIe. In some ways, I've gone back to Apple Macs for home computing, which used to be the name of my BBS, by the way, but of course, for education and work as far as screen reading is concerned, it is still Windows and JAWS. David Woodbridge, 2020. 1. Old tech. If you haven't heard of some of this stuff, use good old Google, should still be some info floating around. Keynote PC Plus, Toshiba 1000 laptop with Keysoft note-taking software and installed speech hardware synthesizer. Keysoft for MS-DOS. Keysoft across portable devices such as the Voice Note, Keynote Companion, Braille Note Touch, current today. Braille and Speak, Braille keyboard-based simple note taker with speech. Love this device as you just turned it on and started taking notes straight away. Braille Lite, Braille and Speak with a 40-cell Braille display. Type and Speak, Braille and Speak with a QWERTY keyboard. Inca QWERTY keyboard for MS-DOS, with two Braille display lines. Navigator Braille display for MS-DOS. Arctic Business Vision MS-DOS screen reader. Arctic Business Vision internal PC speech synthesizer card. Arctic Transport, you could upload the screen reader to the MS-DOS PC from the external speech synthesizer. Arctic Gizmopad, an external navigation keypad for Arctic Business Vision. Arctic WinVision Windows screen reader. I still remember when Windows came on the scene and there was a lot of concern that people who relied on screen reader technology may be left behind, but software like WinVision and others mentioned below came to the party, although it was a bit of a wait. Outspoken for Mac for System 6.07, 7 and 8. I always thought it was great that Outspoken for the Mac used the internal sound for the software speech synthesizer. Fred, who is still around today and did not have to rely on speech synthesizer hardware. Remember, from System 9 until Mac OS 10.4 Tiger, there was no screen reader for the Mac. Outspoken was discontinued and there was no voiceover. Outspoken for Windows. Enlarge for Mac, third-party screen magnification for Mac. Close View for Mac, in-built screen magnification. System zoom is now the inbuilt screen magnification for the Mac. DoubleSpeak external speech synthesizer that worked with a number of MS-DOS screen readers. Accent SA external speech synthesizer that worked with a number of MS-DOS screen readers. Keynote Gold PCMCIA, PC card or Keynote Gold external speech synthesizer, had driver to be made available to other screen readers, other than Keysoft or MasterTouch. MasterTouch MS-DOS screen reader could read direct video writes, caused quite a few of DOS apps to be accessible out of the box. MasterTouch Touch Tablet, 25 line by 80 column tablet for navigating with MasterTouch cursor. Apollo external speech synthesizer, mainly designed to work with HAL MS-DOS screen reader. HAL MS-DOS screen reader worked with the Apollo speech synthesizer. DeckTalk Classic, very large external speech synthesizer. DeckTalk PC, internal speech synthesizer card. DeckTalk Express, external speech synthesizer. DeckTalk Access, software speech synthesizer. All the DeckTalks had lovely speech. ASAP, as soon as possible, MS-DOS screen reader. ASAP for Windows screen reader. JAWS for DOS MS-DOS screen reader. JAWS for Windows, current today, Windows screen reader. Oddly, I never liked the JAWS for DOS screen reader, but absolutely like the Windows version. Eloquent software speech synthesizer, made famous when first worked with JAWS for Windows, V3.2, when JAWS and Eloquent came on CD. Eloquent still is my preferred speech for JAWS and is what I use on my Samsung S10. Vocalize MS-DOS screen reader, could be widely configured, used to configure programs in the workplace. Window Eyes for Windows, Windows screen reader. For some odd reason, Window Eyes was never really widely used in Australia. Dragon for MS-DOS. Dragon for Windows, current today. Braille to print for Perkins Brailler. Take the bottom cover off the Perkins, sit the Perkins on top of the Braille to print which lined up the Perkins keys to springs on the BP unit. Then as you brailled, the box would translate the Braille into print and print this out on an attached dot matrix printer. Very nifty and would still be handy today. Jot a dot, small portable Braille writer. I was always disappointed how hard it was to produce Braille. PC Kurzweil OCR reader, internal PC card supporting the PC KPR OCR software. Arkenstone Easy Reader OCR software. Open book for Windows OCR software, current today. Versa Braille, 20 cell Braille note taker using cassette tapes. PacMate note taker with 40 cell Braille display. One great thing about the PacMate was that you could take out the PacMate Braille display and link it up to your computer while still using the PacMate as it were as a speech output note taker. In actual fact, I can still use my PacMate Braille display via USB on my Mac today. Braille Blazer, portable embosser. Rainbow Reader, standalone OCR reading machine. Eureka A4, personal Braille input keyboard note taker. Oddly had a voltmeter and a thermometer. Mountbatten Brailler, Braille writer, embosser etc. Current today, the fact you can stick in a QWERTY keyboard, type, and stuff comes out in Braille. Mimic for Mountbatten Brailler, LCD display, current today. Braille Mate, single Braille cell on a note taker, could not see the point. Light Probe, detects light source, current today. ABC Courier, deaf-blind communication device with an Atari computer with a small screen QWERTY keyboard and an ALVA Braille display all in one device. TelBraille, deaf-blind communication device. Talking keyboard plug-in box, made any keyboard speak that was plugged into it. Nomad Tactile and talking diagrams. Vista plug-in PC screen magnifier for MS-DOS, had own mouse. Viewpoint Split PC CCTV. Magic Screen Magnification for MS-DOS. Magic Screen Magnification for Windows, no longer being upgraded. Zoom Text Screen Magnification for MS-DOS. Zoom Text Screen Magnification for Windows, current today. Fusion, combining both JAWS for Windows and Zoom Text for Windows into one package, current today. Roadrunner, portable text reader. BookSense, portable book reader. Parrot or later VoiceMate, record notes and appointments. voice diary, record notes and appointments. Olympus DM5 digital recorder, with inbuilt speech menus. Business memo, voice recorder. IBM OS 2 screen reader for OS 2 and Windows 3.11 with dedicated external number pad keyboard, which could also be programmed. Home page reader, from IBM for reading the web. Self-voicing application for Windows. PW WebSpeak, self-voicing application for reading the web in Windows. Narrator for Windows XP screen reader for Windows, used to be joked that this was an example of a screen reader not being a screen reader. Narrator for Windows 10, current today and yes it can be termed a screen reader. Talking Microwave Late 90s LG. Talking Microwave 2020 Cobalt, current today. Talking Caller ID for Landline Telephone. Nokia Communicator 9210 with Talks, which was also for later Nokia phones. Nokia N82 and other Nokias running Talks and the Symbian operating system. This was another significant point for me on my tech travels. I went from using the brick mobile phone, which did not speak, to the Nokia 9210, which spoke via Talks when you opened it up and used the QWERTY keyboard. The actual phone on the front did not speak, and then the run of Nokias, again with Talks, where the phone spoke. Freedom Box talking interface to Windows. Self-voicing application, name later changed to System Access Mobile Network. System Access screen reader for Windows, could also run off a USB stick. SA2Go, run System Access from a web page. System Access Remote Access Manager, remote Windows PC support. Guide Connect early 2000, later sold to Dolphin Systems. Guide Connect, Dolphin Systems, simple to use menu driven self-voicing application offering a number of applications for Windows, current today. Speaking menus on iPod Nano Shuffle, speech came from PC Windows or Mac. Talking Set-Top Box, Hill Set-Top Box. I can't remember the name of this, but before landlines had a hands-free speakerphone so you could instruct someone over the phone, there was a gadget that you placed the receiver of the phone on and it turned the phone into a hands-free phone for microphone and loudspeaker. 2. Current tech. A few mainstream bits and bobs in here as well. The first 10 or so products listed below appear in both sections, and whilst they have been updated or changed, are still around amazingly. Keysoft across portable devices, current today. Braille Note Touch. JAWS for Windows. JAWS Tandem, part of JAWS but fantastic tool for remote Windows PC support. Window Eyes for Windows, this has only recently been discontinued. Non-visual desktop, NVDA, screen reader for Windows. Can be completely run as a standalone screen reader. Supernova screen reader for Windows, combines Braille, screen reader, and screen magnification. Dragon for Windows. OpenBook OCR for Windows. Mountbatten Brailler. Mimic for Mountbatten. Magic screen magnification for Windows, no longer being upgraded. Zoom Text screen magnification for Windows. Fusion, combining both JAWS for Windows, and Zoom Text for Windows into one package, current today. Narrator for Windows 10, happy to now call it a screen reader smile. Guide Connect, Dolphin Systems. Dolphin Pod, use your TV to access entertainment options of Dolphin Guide Connect. Plug-in box. Light Probe. Blackstock Pocket Daisy Player, seems to be no longer available. Vector Reader Stream, Daisy Player and all the other things it does. Vector Reader Direct GPS, plus Vector Reader Stream options. Envoy Connect, basic Daisy player. Focus 14 and 40 Braille displays. VoiceOver for Mac from 10.4. VoiceOver for iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. We had the nervous times again when we went from MS-DOS to Windows. Now it was going from mobile phones with keyboards to touchscreens. Apple hit the nail right on the head with VoiceOver and continues to lead the way. When the first iPhone came out in 2007 with no speech, this perhaps made some folks a bit worried on how long it would take for accessibility to be within the phone. I'm not 100% sure when this came out, but I think in the early 2000s, there was a Dell PDA that had a rubber overlay keyboard with a Maestro software running with speech output that allowed a person who was blind to use the touchscreen PDA. I always thought the Maestro was pretty cool for what it allowed me to do. TalkBack for Android. Voice assistant on Samsung phones, tablets, and Galaxy Watch. Synaptic software for Android. Various iPod Nano, latest version had version of VoiceOver on it before device was discontinued. Various iPhones. Various iPads. Various iPod Touch. Various Apple TV. Various Apple Watch. Various AirPods. I did an unofficial launch of the iPad in Brisbane at a conference in 2010, Apple Smart Home Tech at a show in Melbourne in 2015, and the launch of Apple Pay in Australia also in 2015. Interestingly, when the iPhone 3GS came out with VoiceOver in 2009, that is when I started doing audio demos on the Vision Australia website, which then turned into my podcast IC feed in 2011. Various Macs since 2005 at home. My first Mac was a Mac Mini, and I remember complaining to Apple Sydney that I couldn't play DVDs on it because the Mac wanted a monitor and I didn't need a monitor as I was using VoiceOver. At this point in January 2009, this is when I became an Apple accessibility ambassador and still am today. I still use the Alex software speech synthesizer as it still remains the only speech synthesizer that breathes when it is speaking, and is what I use when I produce Add to iTunes Now music as a spoken track from a document, like this one. It is interesting how Apple has gone back to the iPhone SE 2020 with the home button, and adding the physical escape key back to the MacBook Pro Touch Bar and the much better keyboard with the cursor across. At work, as long as I can remember, we have always used Toshiba laptops, including my current work Toshiba laptop today. I have my own Windows Surface Pro for testing. Magic trackpads and Magic keyboards. Still think it is great that I can use the Magic keyboard not only with my Mac, but my iOS devices including the Apple TV. I thought the Magic trackpad was amazing when it became accessible via VoiceOver with Snow Leopard. Wireless chargers. There is just something nice about plunking your iPhone, AirPods or Apple Watch on a wireless charger and not having to worry about cables. Various Fitbits. Be my eyes and air using two-way video communication via smartphone for assistance. Various tablet phone stands. Xbox One One S with narrator. Kindle ebook standalone readers. Samsung Tab 1, originally to drive my app-driven coffee machine in 2017 as the iOS version of the app was not accessible. Samsung Galaxy S10 smartphone. Smart TV S, Samsung in particular. RIVO keyboard, custom keyboard to navigate mobile platforms for iOS VoiceOver, Android Talks, and Samsung Voice Assistant. Orbit Reader 20, first cost-effective Braille display. Brilliant BI14 small Braille display. L-Braille Windows 10 docking station with a Focus 14 or 40 Braille display. Sort of reminds me of the Pac-Mate in some ways. Braille Sense U2, Braille Note Taker. Inside one Windows Braille tablet with 32-cell Braille display. A unique take on a Braille note taker as the Braille input keys are molded into the glass as well as the controls. Tap with us wearable keyboard supporting VoiceOver for iOS. Dot Watch, smart Braille watch. Sonu Band, wearable sonar device for O&M. Mini Guide, handheld sonar O&M device. Buzz Clip, attached to clothing or cane sonar O&M device. O6, navigate iOS with VoiceOver. Orcam OCR etc. wearable device. Accessible radio, Sengene accessible radio. Accessible charging power bank, EnerGrid. Large print USB keyboards, black white, white black, yellow black. Code Jumper from APH for teaching coding. Swift Playgrounds on iPad Mac for teaching coding. 3D printing, Ballyland 3D objects to teach coding. Dash Robots for Swift Playgrounds. TeleEDU drones for Swift Playgrounds. Bose Frames, 3D audio reality sunglasses. Bone Conduction headphones, Aftershocks. ID Mate standalone barcode scanner. Q Braille Braille display and BT keyboard. View Plus Embrill, Portable Embosser. Amazon Echo Dot, Echo Plus, and Echo Show. Google Home, Google Mini, and original Google Hub. HomePod. Alitech Easy Flip 4G feature mobile phone with speech physical keyboard. Smart Vision 2 Android phone with speech physical keyboard. Smart Home Tech. For example, AC controller for split AC, video doorbell, switches, weather sensors, vacuum cleaner, etc. Tile tag tracking devices. Beyond the usual assistive tech of screen readers, screen magnifiers, braille displays, braille note takers, reading machines or OCR software, etc., etc., the devices that have stood out for me have been, and a few add-ins here, Outspoken for Mac, Braille and Speak, the ABC Courier, Arctic Business Vision WinVision, Vocalize, Master Touch, IBM OS 2 Screen Reader, Nomad Tactile Talking Diagrams, Roadrunner, Arkenstone Easy Reader Open Book, Mountbatten Briller, Talking Microwave, Victor Reader Stream, Victor Reader Trek, ID Mate, Talks for Symbian, Talkback for Android, Voice Assistant for Samsung, Speaking Menus in iPod Nano, VoiceOver for Mac, iOS, Apple Watch, and Apple TV, Hardware MacBooks, iPhones, iPads, Apple TV, and Apple Watch, AirPod Swift Playgrounds, Code Jumper, 3D Printing, Alitech 4G Easy Flip Phone, Magic Keyboards and Magic Trackpad, App Stores for iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows, QBraille, Dot Watch, or Cam, RIVO Keyboard, Tap With Us Wearable Keyboard, Sonu Band and Mini Guide, Aftershocks Bone Conduction Headphones, Bose Frames, JAWS for Windows and Eloquence, Narrator for Windows 10, Smart Speakers, Smart TVs, mainly Samsung, Be My Eyes and Arrow, Wireless Charging, and Tile Tracking Tags. For me, I think the main technology advances were Microsoft Windows 3.1 Access, keeping in mind Outspoken had been out for a while for Macs mid-1990s, mobile and smartphone access in the 2000s, Talks for Symbian and VoiceOver for iPhone plus VoiceOver for the Mac in 2005, and smart speakers and smart home tech in 2010-2020. Things we still need to conquer, ongoing message and change for accessibility across mobile desktop apps, and the huge one, the web. Access to self-service kiosks. Indoor navigation. Accessibility in white goods. Accessible eFTPOS terminals, Apple Pay sort of gets around this. And accessible Foxtel cable box in Australia. End of document.